Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of What the Hell? And this week we're talking about a really interesting little place, the city of Downey. It's nestled in between Los Angeles and Orange counties and is oftentimes considered part of the gateway cities. What makes Downey so interesting is it's the birthplace of the aerospace industry, home to the Columbia Memorial Space Center. Another fun fact, it's also home to the oldest McDonald's restaurant and to Carol Rowland, who we spoke with about keeping Downey beautiful. She talked about the city's history and culture.
I've lived in Downey for 46 years.
46 years. It's a long time.
It is a long time.
And so in that 46 years, how has this community changed?
What was
it like when you got in?
When I got in, it was very small town atmosphere. Good neighborhoods. The neighborhoods are still good. But on my neighborhood, we had kids. Today, there's no kids. They're older people such as myself. Downey Avenue, there was two mortuaries. So on Saturday night and Friday night, it just rolled up. You could walk down the block and there was nothing. Today, you go there Friday, Saturday night, and you can't find a parking spot. It's just in the last 10 years, it's just exploded.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think that Downey went through a big redevelopment. I think that they wanted to keep Downey residents here. I think that Downey had a group of citizens that always were concerned that there was nothing to do for their kids, there was nothing to do for them. We didn't have restaurants, we didn't have theaters, we didn't have shopping centers. We had a city council that kind of really perked up their ears. And Downey was actually very fortunate that we had land. We had the aerospace land that we inherited when that industry dried up. And so I think we had 14 acres that we were able to develop. I mean, there's not many cities that are this old that has space that they can do that kind of development.
When we look at the map behind you, that's a pretty large area there of community.
Correct.
Yeah. And so when you moved here 46 years ago, it didn't look like that.
You know what? It pretty much did look like that.
Okay.
It was pretty dense at the time, but there were still open spaces. I can't say that there are many open spaces today in Downey. They either have put multi-units on them, or they have done shopping centers, or we've tried to redevelop and do little parks.
But what brought the people in here?
Well, I'll tell you what brought them back. For me, it's because where it's centrally located.
Okay, but there was the aerospace industry.
Right.
Then that went away, and those people that were part of that may have gone away.
Correct.
But what came in to replace that?
What came in to replace that? Well, the shopping centers, the promenade. We have Coca-Cola. We have Kaiser as a regional center. And just where Downey's located. Downey is actually in between L.A. and Orange County. And what I think we had at some time is because we had the aerospace industry and we had all those families that came here, I think that they really started to see that Downey had a great quality of life. Let's stay in Downey. Maybe I work in downtown. Maybe I work in Orange County. But Downey, because we have the four freeways by us, they could stay here. Downey, the other thing that kept them here is Downey has its own school system. Downey is a full-service city, so we have our own police department. We have our own fire department. We have our own water. We have 20 wells. We're able to pump our own water. We have a symphony. We have four museums in Downey. Through this expansion, we actually have restaurants now where people can go and eat and they don't really have to leave the city of Downey. We have shopping centers. The great thing about Downey is the civic organizations. Downey has an organization called Downey Coordinating Council, which I don't think many cities have. And you meet the third Wednesday of each month, and all of the service organizations go to it. I'm talking about Rotary, Seroptimus, Optimus, Gangs Out of Downey, Keep Downey Beautiful, the First Baptist Church, just multiple organizations. And what they do is they come up and they tell you what their organization is doing that month. The good thing about that is the networking. If you find out that there's a family in your neighborhood that's in trouble, somewhere in that group, there is someone that'll raise their hand and say, you know what, I think that we could help you. I think we could facilitate you. One thing, just recently, we have coyotes. There's coyotes everywhere in Los Angeles. So Downey has coyotes. What do we have now? We have a group. It's called CUD, Coyotes Out of Downey. These people meet. They're working together. They have signs now. So if there's a coyote sighting, someone puts a sign in their neighborhood or they put it in the park. That is how proactive Downey is. That's why it's so unique.
This is a city that started back in the 1800s.
Yes.
I mean, do you know anything about that story?
About John Gately Downey that came here, the Irishman, that he was the one of the first governors of Downey, and he came and brought oranges, or he cultivated the land here for us to have these orchards, yes.
So it all started with humble beginnings.
Humble beginnings. Humble beginnings and hardworking people that had hope and they cared about their community. Downeyites don't want to leave. You know, like I keep saying, we have fourth, fifth generation people that want to stay here. It's a nice community. It's changing, but it's not necessarily changing for the worse. It's becoming more diverse. We have a more diverse community. Before, when I moved here, it was very homogenized. Now we have Greeks, we have Koreans, we have Latinos, we have...
Very diverse.
Yes, very diverse. And they bring their food, nice restaurants, better restaurants.
And so Downey, from the time you moved here to now, has changed.
Yes.
Even though the map behind you doesn't look that much different.
It really doesn't.
It has changed in what way?
The demographics have changed. The businesses have changed. We have more restaurants. We have more entertainment. We have more traffic. More traffic brings... We have our social issues. But we're dealing with them.
Are you dealing with them?
We're trying to deal with them.
Because sometimes those things are very challenging for any city.
Well, I think because we have so many civic organizations that even though we may not be able to resolve what's going on, we can at least meet and we can at least share our own grievances.
Talk about it.
Yeah, and you know, say, you know, is there something we can do in this area of the city? Like this morning, I belong to a group called Gangs Out of Downey. It isn't so much that we talk about the gangs, but the people that go there, they'll say, oh, you know what, this happened in my neighborhood. And we go, oh, really?
What are you doing about the gangs?
Well, we really, we're trying to be very proactive.
And is homelessness an issue here? Homelessness an issue here?
Homeless is an issue here as well.
And what are you doing about that?
We have, the city has actively hired a group called Coast to Coast. And actually when we have a sighting of, like if someone calls in and say, you know, we have a small encampment of homeless people, we will contact Coast to Coast. And they will actually physically go to where the homeless people are and they try to give them resources. We have churches that we put hygiene containers together. We have places where we feed them.
So basically you try to take care of the homeless as if they're your own.
We're trying.
What does the city need?
This city, it needs less traffic. That's what it really
needs. I'll buy that one. I'm from a place with a lot of traffic too, which is LA, right?
I think
right?
It needs a lot less traffic. What does this city really need? You know, I have to tell you, Downey is all the social ills that we have. I think that through some of our civic organizations, we try to address them. Right off the top of my head, I think we have a group that deals with gangs. I think we have a group that deals with homeless. We're very community oriented. I think we need more land.
More land.
That's what Downey needs. If we
had more land,
if we could spread out and have more land, that would be wonderful.
If you could make that map larger.
If I could make this map larger.
Then it would be a better place.
It would be paradise.
Next, we head to the Columbia Memorial Space Center. The aerospace industry plays a huge role in the history of Downey.
This is Ben Dicko with the Columbia Memorial Space Center. He's the president and the executive director. And what do you have here?
We have a space museum and hands-on science learning center for the public.
And when you say hands-on, what do you mean?
We have a ton of experiences downstairs and upstairs where people can actually get their hands on science, building circuits, experimenting with parachutes, all kinds of things that bring science alive to people.
It's called the Columbia Memorial because the Columbia was a tragic situation.
Absolutely. In 2003, the Columbia space shuttle broke up when it was coming back from orbit, and we are the national memorial to that.
And so when you talk about the kinds of things you have here, talk about how this started and what the goal was.
The institution started in the early 2000s after there was a big NASA facility here it goes back to 1929 as aircraft manufacturing. Even before the space program. In fact, about almost 20% of all the airplanes in World War II were built right here on this site.
Really?
Yeah. And then after the war, transitioned into rockets, and then in the 60s it was the home for Apollo. So all the Apollo spacecraft that went to the moon were designed and built here, and then the space shuttles designed and built here. So when the plant closed in 2000, the city of Downey said, we have to commemorate this great aerospace legacy, so we're going to build a museum. A few years into the project, they decided to make it more of a hands-on science learning center, and then have the museum part be really special times when we can bring out artifacts from our history.
How many students, how many patrons, guests have you had come through here?
Oh man, this is our 10th anniversary. We opened on October 23rd, 2009. In 10 years, we've had, well over 500,000 people.
Half a million.
Yeah, we're up to almost 100,000 a year now. And of that, close to 50% are school kids coming in on field trips.
What do you think the draw is?
Of the space program?
Well, I understand that, but you know, the space program has advanced dramatically since the Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
Is it remembering Columbia that attracts people?
No, part of it, and we want to honor the fact that we're a memorial, but the beauty of this place is that it really is trying to speak to the generation that's in now. The kids who are coming through here were born after Columbia. That's not relevant to them. What's relevant to them is technology and the science experiences that we have here. We have LA's only public robotics lab downstairs. So kids come in here and they build and program robots. Again, all the hands-on stuff. That's what draws people in, and then we kind of bring in the history and the Columbia message when they're in the building.
You've talked to a lot of these kids and that have come through. What kinds of things do they ask?
Oh man, when can I go to the moon? How do you go to the bathroom in space? How the heck does a huge rocket...
How do you go to the bathroom in space?
Very carefully. And with a hose.
Okay. Yeah, and that is true.
Yeah, exactly.
That is true, because that's the design of the device that they created. And so these kids, they come in not knowing stuff, and they leave knowing a lot of stuff.
Absolutely. Inspired. Our mission is to ignite a community of creative and critical thinkers. We're hoping that every kid who comes out the door or goes out the door here is ignited and inspired and fired up about STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, and that they go out and they experiment on stuff at home and go to other museums and do all that kind of stuff.
What's the impact of this place on Downey itself?
I would like to say that it is part of the beating heart of Downey. This is the legacy of this place. The space program, put this city on the map. We were the epicenter of space exploration for many, many years. So this place honors that tradition and brings people to the city to kind of learn about it and get inspired for the next generation.
When you talk about the heartbeat, this is where they built it.
Yeah.
It's not where they ran it.
What do you mean by ran?
Well, there was a master control in there.
Sure.
Yeah, so tell us about that. I want to understand that a little bit.
So what happened here on site was basically in 1961, somebody said, hey, we want to go to the moon. Here's our basic sort of sketch on how we're going to get there, but it's up to you guys to figure it out. 35,000 people worked here over the next, 7 to 8 years to figure out how to build that stuff to get people up to the moon and back. That, to me, is a much more incredible story than, no offense to Houston, but the people who kind of ran the mission from Houston for a certain amount of time. Obviously, they were part of the success of it and kept the astronauts alive. But those astronauts are driving in hardware that was built and designed right here out of almost nothing.
That is a heartbeat, isn't it?
Yeah.
That the vehicle was created here, otherwise they would not have gotten there.
Exactly.
Well, what kind of obstacles did the people who did that research run into?
Oh, my God. The biggest, I think, was time. Kennedy puts down the gauntlet in May of 61. Hey, we're going to go to the moon by the end of the decade. And the U.S. had only had 15 minutes of manned spaceflight experience before he said that.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy. It's totally insane. So by the time the contract is awarded in November of 61 and the plans get here in Downey, we are already 2 years into the decade. So the amount of pressure and work that had to go into in a very short amount of time to do this incredible feat was a huge stumbling block and challenge.
Wow. So they come up with a product, a vehicle, and was the first vehicle perfect?
No, not at all. No, it was years and years of failures and iterations and going back and forth. The very first Apollo actually was destroyed on the launch pad in Florida in 67. Finally, they were able to, that had an incredible impact on the people who worked here. They redesigned the whole thing, and within 18 months, they had the first successful manned flight.
That is quite a history there. Mm-hmm. So, go ahead.
I was going to say, and then we went on and built the space shuttle, the world's first reusable space vehicle that, you know, worked for 30 years.
And then it became a museum.
Yeah, and then it became a museum piece.
And so the most incredible thing you have here, I see the space suit behind you, but the most incredible thing you have here is what?
The people. So, and that sounds corny, but it's true. I think the thing that we have here at the Space Center that most other museums don't have is a very close relationship to the people who actually built these vehicles and were on the ground in the space program. And they come out, we have a speaker series that happens once a month. You can come out and meet these people. We've been curating their stories. We try to bring it out in exhibits. That to me is the gold that we have here. Object-wise, we also have a flag that was flown on the moon. That's part of our collection.
Well, that's kind of exciting, isn't it?
That's very exciting.
Any moon rocks?
No moon rocks.
Ah.
At least, yeah, none that I know of.
Most important thing you want to tell people out there is what?
Is that we're open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and anybody can come in here and experience this place. We have fantastic exhibits. We do wonderful programs. We have a great event that happens.
You have an online presence as
absolutely.
Well?
Absolutely. You can check us out online.
What's your website?
ColumbiaMemorialSpaceCenter.org. Actually, it's the shortened version is ColumbiaSpaceScience.org. That's probably better.
All right.
But also, the number one thing I want people to learn or to know after leaving this place is that science, technology, and engineering and math is for everyone, and it's really easy to do. So no one should feel scared by it.
What an interesting city Downey really is. Next week, we head to Tarzana. If you haven't already subscribed and downloaded What the Hal, oh, come on, please do. What the Hal? See you next time. Thanks. Bye-bye.